This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. Today we're talking about food and the bounty that Canada produces. It's been nearly 20 years since Canadian food guru and culinary icon Anita Stewart founded Food Day Canada, a day where the nation comes together to celebrate Canadian food and to recognize those who contribute to Canada's food industry. This year, we celebrate with a nationwide party on August 5th. The family of the late Anita Stewart is carrying on her legacy, and it's a pleasure today to welcome her son, Chef Paul Stewart. Paul is a professional chef, caterer, and consultant, and is the food service manager at Victoria Cool Aid Society in BC. Chef Paul, thank you for joining us from Victoria this morning.
Good morning, Linda. Yes, you're welcome, and thanks for having me. It's my pleasure.
You're welcome. You know, as you know, your mom Anita and brothers Jeff and Brad have been our guests here at Lake 88, and it's great to have you with us today representing your culinary family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. So, how big an influence was your family in your choice of career?
Well, it had a major impact. I mean, even as a kid, before I knew sort of what kind of influence, my mom even had on us. And, we were going to my grandparents' place. My brother and I used to take swimming lessons in Mount Forest. Grandpa had a real sweet tooth. That was his vice. You know, he didn't drink or smoke, but he loved sweets. So Grandma always made sure that the pantry in the kitchen was stocked. So, you know, we loved, obviously, going up there as kids and raiding the pantry. But we also cooked a lot with Grandma. So there was a lot of baking going on. And back then, you were either playing outside or you were, tinkering in the basement with Grandpa's Grandpa's workshop, or you were in the kitchen with Grandma baking stuff.
And eating.
So that's kind of and eating. And that was the best part. And so that's kind of where things started, even before Mom's writing career took off. And then at that point, we helped her test recipes. That was sort of our contribution, is she would give us maybe 25 cents to measure all the ingredients out, and we learned, you know, sort of how to manage our mise en place, we learned about that at an early age. So huge influence for sure.
And you were the guinea pigs.
Oh yeah gladly. Absolutely.
Paul, what does Food Canada Day mean to you as a chef?
I think as a chef, professionally, it sort of makes it makes me feel that we've done it, that we did it. And what I mean by that is there's a chef community in this country that for a long time have been trying to promote local regional food. And to have the day recognized in May by the federal government and the Food Day in Canada Act has been passed, it sort of feels like, you know, years of hard work and years of really just, you know, being proud and celebrating Canadian food is getting recognized. So as a chef, it just feels really good to finally have that recognized by the federal government.
Absolutely. What part of celebrating Canadian cuisine are you most passionate about?
The most passionate, I suppose, the way that food brings people together. And it's always been a major part of our home growing up. It was sort of the house that everyone came to, and there was always a spot at the table. So I'm really passionate about how food can bring people together. In my family as well, I have three sons, so we've always made a point of eating at the table and celebrating Canadian food, sourcing locally, going out to farms, finding food from our region no matter where we lived, and then eating meals together. So it's a big deal for me. I feel like Food Day is an opportunity for all Canadians to share that meal together and in one big family table. I'd love to think that coast to coast, Canadians are going to be doing that together.
Right. So the social aspect is very important for you, isn't it, to you? That's what I'm hearing you say, right?
Yeah, it really is.
Sharing food, a value situation, and diversity, inclusion, that sort of thing. What different meals do you prepare? Do you have a standard one that you're happy with, that you're famous for?
Well, we eat a lot of seafood out here on Vancouver Island.
Okay.
We have access to, you know, the ocean, you know, quite easily. So, and my brother Mark, who's he's my twin, he lives up in Campbell River. He's a fishing guide, so we do a lot of fishing together. So there's always salmon. We you know, get Dungeness crab. We've access to spot prawns, albacore tuna. So plenty of seafood. I think that's probably the most common meal in our home is fresh seafood.
So sourcing food locally, that's very important, isn't it? And in season as well. That's important to you, right?
Yeah. Local seasonal is really important. And we're very fortunate in this country that we have so many incredible food producers. And really, Food Day is an opportunity for us to all support them.
Right. And when we think of the food chain, who comes to mind for you that is part of the food chain that we're recognizing on Food Day Canada?
Well, I mean, the farmers and the growers. I know it's such a difficult profession, and less and less people are getting into farming. And I think it's an opportunity to really celebrate those that that work so hard every day to make sure that Canadians are all well fed. So to me, it's just a great opportunity to shine a light on their hard work and to support the food producers in whatever region in Canada where we live, just to make sure that, you know, we show our gratitude and try to support them as much as we can.
Right. Now, you work with Victoria Kool-Aid Society. How satisfying is that for you? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so it's been about 6 years that I've been there, and it's a very satisfying job. My cooks and I run the food service program, and every day we produce about 1,000 meals. They go out all over the city of Victoria. We deliver them, serve them, and of course prepare them. We have a couple of kitchens that we run, and we're opening more. And it's extremely rewarding. It puts food into the stomachs of those that are most vulnerable in our community and in the city. The work, it feels good. We love to show people that we care through food. So that's the reward. Is that, and I think that's why chefs and cooks do what they do, is because we like to give. And in this case, it's giving to those that might be struggling and might be unhoused or might be just on a pension and don't have a lot of money to feed themselves. So it's very rewarding work for sure.
So you're talking really about food insecurity here, aren't you?
Well, in many ways, food security is something that I've learned more about through this work at Kool-Aid. It's a big problem, and not just in Victoria, all over Canada.
And all over the world as well, right?
All over the world, yeah. All over the world. Mm-hmm. And in this country, 1 in 8 households were food insecure, 2017, 2018. And that's about 4.5 million Canadians. And a large number of that, over 1 million, are children. So the work that I do sort of off the corner of my desk to combat, food insecurity is also something that I'm really passionate about.
Now, you talk about food rescue. What do you mean by that?
Well, in its simplest state form, I guess. Food rescue is when we take food from grocery stores that either is not perfect or it's past their best before date, food that's still perfectly edible, and it gets transported back to a large warehouse where there's refrigeration and storage, and volunteers then go through it all and repackage it in boxes for community groups like Kool-Aid or Salvation Army, our church groups, even school programs come and access this rescue food. And again, it's our way of combating food insecurity in the city.
That's incredible.
And it is incredible. Whatever we can't use goes to the pigs, so it becomes feed for livestock. So it's a closed system.
Right. And, that's a sustainable thing too, isn't it? I mean, you're cycling or recycling the food, you might say, in around to give to the pigs, as you say, So there's really nothing going to waste, correct?
Yeah. And that's the idea, is to also combat food waste. We do overconsume an awful lot in North America. So trying to keep food, perfectly good food, out of the landfill is also a really important part of it.
Right. Paul, we have a couple of minutes left. How would you suggest to us about celebrating Canada Food Day?
Well, I think that just starts with sort of educating yourself on what's grown in your region and what's in season. And going out there and finding it, hop on your bike or hopefully maybe you can even walk, but go to your farmer's market, look into what's being grown around you and go access it. And if people want to know more, they can go to the fooddaycanada.ca website. There's tons of resources there and ingredients lists of what is grown here and in Canada. And lots of information on how to food day.
Right. And to share recipes as well, right? Posting your recipes,
share recipes
online.
Yeah, and get involved. Hashtag Food Day Canada and share a recipe or a photo. And that's one way of getting involved. And, of course, the other is get your family and friends together and go out and source regionally and have a really nice meal that day.
And just as your mom would say, put Canada on the menu, right?
Exactly. Put Canada on the menu. Yeah.
Well, you're following very well in her footsteps, I must say. And I want to thank you very much, Paul, for joining us today. And happy Food Day Canada in Victoria. And all the best to you.
Thank you so much, Linda. And thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And we'll do our part here in Ontario, I can tell you that.
That's great.
Thanks again, Paul. You take care.
Thanks, Linda. You too, and happy Food Day.
Thank you, and thanks for joining us today from Victoria. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I've been speaking with Chef Paul Stewart about ways we can celebrate Canadian cuisine on Food Day Canada, Saturday, August the 5th. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
In Focus on Lake 88. To hear today's program online or to listen to any of our previous In Focus interviews, visit our website at lanarkleadstoday.ca.
In Focus on Lake 88 was brought to you by Perth Chiropractic in the Perth Family Health Center, 33 Lewis Street in Perth.